Before I was regular pastor, or what we call senior pastor, I guess, I was a youth pastor for about 15 years, 11 of them here. What a wonderful privilege that was to serve you here in that capacity. 15 years total career as a youth pastor. And over those 15 years, I had the privilege of seeing many of those kids in my group, like Deacon Chris Warren and like Stephanie Kasman. I've seen many of the kids in my group grow up to serve the Lord. But I have also suffered the heartbreak over the past 15 years of seeing many of the kids grow up and leave the church and live worldly lives. And after serving about 10 years, I had served long enough to see that happen. And I can remember many times, several times on Wednesday night in youth group, pouring my heart out to the kids, pouring my heart out to the young men, and saying, some of you will grow up and you will forget what I have taught you, and you will go off and you will live a worldly life and you will pay the consequences. I remember pouring my heart out to the young ladies and saying, some of you will grow up and will forget the teaching of the Word of God and will go out and will make poor decisions, particularly in the romance area, and you will suffer great consequence. And I can remember being the youth pastor here and in the earlier church, pouring my heart out to those kids, knowing that some of them were not listening. We've come to the book of Deuteronomy. In Leviticus, Moses stands at Mount Sinai and gives them the law of God. In Numbers, they march to the promised land, and when they arrive at the promised land, they shrink back in fear and wander the wilderness for 40 years. And that generation, instead of entering into the promised land, dies in the wilderness. At the end of Numbers, they arrive. Their children arrive at the promised land the second time. Moses is going to die. But before he dies, he takes one last time to pour out his heart to the people. That is the book of Deuteronomy. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would open your heart and soften your heart and remove Satan's blinders from your eyes and make you good soil for his word, that his word would go down deep and bear fruit in your life 30, 60, and 100-fold. Would you pray right now for the other people in this room, that God would open their hearts and soften their hearts, removing Satan's blinders from their eyes, and that they would be good soil for the Word of God, that the Word would go down deep and bear fruit in their life, 30, 60, and 100-fold. Would you pray now for me? that I would preach this sermon accurately and therefore powerfully, that I would be guided and led by the Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please open your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy. If I could ask you to be in prayer for my family, my heart is a little heavy this morning. My cousin John in Arkansas has a crisis. His oldest daughter is in the hospital. She is critical. It does not look good, and they are considering removing her from life support today. My cousin Lisa, so if you could be in prayer for my family, I'd greatly appreciate it. Moses starts out by reminding them of what happened before. He reminds them that they got to the promised land, shrunk back in fear, and disobeyed God, and wandered 40 years. He reminds them that when they got to the promised land a second time, which is right now, they've already gone into a battle. They've already taken Gilead, the kingdom of Og, and the kingdom of Sihon. And he says, look, you just fought Og and Sihon in a land, what is called the land of the giants. King Og is a giant. And his land used to be called the land of the giants. You just fought them and defeated them. And now you're going to cross the Jordan and take the promised land. Moses reminds them, God is with you. And then he starts to give them the law again. Open your Bibles, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. You shall not add to the word which I'm commanding you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in the case of Baal-Peor. All the men who followed Baal-Peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. See, I've taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do thus in the land where you're entering to possess it. So keep and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What great nation is there that has a God so near to it as is the Lord our God, whenever we call on him? What great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this whole law which I'm setting before you? Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Moses warned them not to make an idol. Moses warned them, do not worship the sun, moon, and stars. Look at verse 15. So watch yourselves carefully, since you did not see any form. You did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire, so that you do not act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female. I'm sorry, Chrissy, you're right. Skip to 23. Thanks. Watch yourselves that you do not forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. When you become the father of children and children's children, and have remained long in the land, and act corruptly, and make an idol in the form of anything, and do that which is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. You will surely perish quickly from the land where you were going over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not live long on it, but will be utterly destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord drives you. There you will serve gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you're in distress and all these things have come upon you, in the latter days you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you nor destroy you nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. Moses says, do not worship other gods, because the Lord is a jealous God. If you do worship idols, you will be destroyed. You will perish from the land. You will be conquered by your enemies and be driven out. But know this, Moses says to the people, when you humble yourself before the Lord, he will hear you because he loves you. You're in chapter 4. Look at verse 37. Because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them. And he personally brought you from Egypt by his great power, driving out from before you nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in and give you their land for an inheritance as it is today. Know therefore today and take it to heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven and above and on the earth below. There is no other. As we go through the Old Testament, you're going to see in the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah beautifully, beautifully talks about the fact that there is no other God. I can't wait to get to the book of Isaiah when he talks about, here's a craftsman, and this guy has a big block of wood, and part of it he takes and he burns in the fire, and he warms himself. Part of it he takes and he burns in fire and he cooks his food, and then part of it he shapes as a god and bows down to it. And Isaiah says, what is he doing? And Isaiah talks about the man suddenly realizes what he's doing, and he says, I bow down to a block of wood. Isaiah, it is beautiful. I can't wait to get there. Moses, after he talks about this, reviews or gives them again the Ten Commandments. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. The Ten Commandments, Deuteronomy 5, 6. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your ox or your donkey, or any of your cattle, or your sojourner who stays with you, so that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by mighty hand, by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. It goes over the Ten Commandments with them. Trinity Baptist, we know from the New Testament, we know from the writings of Paul, that this law is what leads us to Christ. You can't keep these commandments, and I can't either. Isn't it wonderful to read these commandments and say, oh my, I have fallen short of the glory of God. I need help. And then you read the New Testament and it says, help is available in Jesus Christ. Amen? This is the best way to witness to someone. Take them to the Ten Commandments and say, have you messed up in this area? And we all have. And then say, I've got such good news for you. Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ died for you. The law is what leads us to Christ. Amen? The law shows us we need Christ. And the law helps us be so thankful for Christ. After that, he encourages them with these words, very important. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words which I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Moses says, he pours out his heart to the people, and he says, teach this to your children. And you and I know here at Trinity Baptist Church, parents, Mike will do his best to teach your kids. Debbie and Bruce upstairs right now will do their best to teach your kids. I will do my best to teach your kids when given the opportunity. But the primary responsibility is yours. You must teach your kids the Holy Scriptures. And I'm going to tell you from 20 years of pastoring that your teaching is much more powerful than mine. Your teaching is much more powerful than mine. One father teaching his children the Scriptures as they go to bed or as they get up, as they walk along the way. One father or mother teaching the Scriptures is much more powerful than any pastor or youth pastor or Sunday school teacher. And Moses knows that, and he looks at them, he pours out his heart, and he says, teach these things to your kids. Look at chapter 7. Moses is pouring out his heart. He says, do not turn away from the Lord. He will not tolerate that. Do not turn away from the Lord and worship other gods. Do not have a relationship with the people of the land. Deuteronomy 7, 1. When the Lord your God brings you into the land where you're entering to possess it and clears away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations, look at this, seven nations greater and stronger than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them before you and you defeat them, you shall utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them and show no favor to them. Furthermore, you shall not intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor shall you take their daughters for your sons. They will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he will quickly destroy you. But this you shall do to them. Tear down their altars. Smash their sacred pillars. Hew down their Asherim, its pole. And burn their graven images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you are more in number than any of the peoples. For you were fewest of all peoples. But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your forefathers, the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Do you see Moses pouring out his heart to the people? Don't intermarry with them, or they're going to drag you away. And as we go through the Old Testament together, you guys are going to see how that worked out. When I was in college, I had a dear friend named Jim. And he saw in my life that I was not reaching my potential for Christ. We hung out all the time, and I was a Christian. But I hadn't reached that point where I was the man I needed to be. And I remember very clearly, we were at school, and we were at the science building. We were downstairs in the lobby, and we were just talking, and he began to pour out his heart to me. And he said, Dave, you have got to read this book, or you will not be the man God wants you to be. And the Spirit of God opened my heart. And as he was speaking to me, his words pierced my heart, and I listened. And he went on and on and on about the importance of reading the Holy Scriptures. And I purposed in my heart that day that I would read the Bible on my own. That was 25 years ago. I've never stopped. He poured his heart out to me. And that's what Moses is doing in the book of Deuteronomy. And that's why this book is so beautiful. Trinity Baptist Church, read it from cover to cover. Moses is pouring out his heart to the people. He talks about their trials. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 2, you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Verse 11. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I'm commanding you today. Otherwise, when you've eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold multiply and all that you have multiplies, your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Moses is warning them about all their temptations. He urged the people to love each other and take care of each other. Deuteronomy has sometimes been called the second law because just as he gives the law in Leviticus, he also gives the law in Deuteronomy. But in Deuteronomy, he's pouring out his heart to the people as he gives them the law. Skip over to chapter 15. You know our Lord Jesus Christ said that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. On these two laws hang all the law and the prophets. All the law and the prophets. Here's an example. Deuteronomy 15:7. If there's a poor man with you, one of your brothers in any of your towns, in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart nor close your hand from your poor brother, but you shall freely open your hand to him and shall generously lend him sufficient for his need in whatever he lacks. All throughout the Old Testament, God says, love each other, and especially open your hand generously to your poor brother. And you see that Jesus and Paul teach us the same thing. Several times in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses urges the people not to follow evil practices. Not to follow the evil practices of the people living in the Promised Land. Drive them out. Don't imitate their ways. In fact, in chapter 13, Moses says, if your brother or your sister urges you to worship other gods, put them to death. Very important. Very important, it says, Moses, do not worship other gods. Many of you know that I had the privilege of being raised by a godly man, my father, and by a godly woman, my mother. Such an incredible, awesome example are these two people. My dad was a fireman, and then he sold insurance after he had a heart attack and was disabled. And in 1977, he dedicated his life to the Lord and became a pastor. And he gave every Saturday to me. It was the most wonderful childhood I could have possibly lived. On Saturday, we did all kinds of guy things. We had so much fun. And it was in those times, as we're working on cars, as we're going to ball games, as we're going shooting, or as we're going fishing, or as we're just having fun, we're going on a hike, or as we're just having fun together in the car, on the hike, in the road, as we're living, that my dad would pour out his heart to me. And he would say, son, this is the guide. This is the guide. And he would tell me the gospel. And he led me to Christ. And he led me to be baptized. In those times, he would tell me how to be a man. He would tell me how to be a husband. He would tell me how to be a father. He would pour out his heart to me over the importance of resisting temptation, over the importance of sexual purity, over the importance of commitment in marriage. And Moses, at the end of Deuteronomy, finally just lets it all out in this beautiful, almost a poem to the people. Turn to chapter 28. Verse 1. He summarizes it. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in the barns and all that you put your hand to do, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. So all the people of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. Skip to verse 15. But it shall come about that if you do not obey the Lord your God to observe, to do all his commands and his statutes, which I charge you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Skip to verse 28. The Lord will smite you with madness and with blindness and with bewilderment of heart. You will grope at noon as the blind man gropes in darkness, and you will not prosper in your ways, but you will only be oppressed and robbed continually with none to save you. You shall betroth the wife, but another man will violate her. You shall build a house, but you will not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but you will not use its fruit. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will not eat of it. Your donkey shall be torn away from you and will not be restored from you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you will have none to save you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people, while while your eyes look on and yearn for them continually, but there will be nothing you can do. Skip to verse 45. All these curses will come on you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you would not obey the Lord your God by keeping his commands and his statutes, which I command you. As we continue to study the Old Testament, you will be amazed as we look at 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles how this is exactly what happened. Trinity Baptist Church, we're going through the Old Testament because the Old Testament was given to us for our encouragement. The Old Testament was given to us for our edification. The Old Testament will strengthen your love for God and your faith in God. We must read the Old Testament. And as Moses pours out his heart to to his people. I urge you behold, I lay before you today, Trinity Baptist Church, two paths. One path following the Word of God, Genesis to Revelation, every word in this beautiful book. The one path leads to life. The other path leads to death. You're here today, and I'm so glad that you're here because you've come at 10:30 because you seek the Lord and you want to obey the Lord. Brother Bruce led us in a prayer for those that we know that are not here this morning who have given in to temptation. All of you know someone who is struggling in their Christian life, or, God forbid, has walked away and are suffering the consequences. And we should be praying for those people. But I appeal to you right now, you who are sitting in the pew, because I, not only as your pastor, but as your brother in Christ, know that the world, the flesh, and the devil are powerful temptations. We have temptations from in relationships. Perhaps you're tempted to date someone you know does not love the Lord. Perhaps you're tempted at work or tempted at school. Perhaps you've received a financial blessing and you're tempted with the things of this world. Maybe you're unhappy and you're tempted to live a self-centered life. And as Moses pours out his heart to his people, I lay before you today two paths. Follow God and live, or turn away and suffer the consequences. The book of Deuteronomy is given to us to remind us that God's way is the way of life. Jesus in John chapter 10 says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but the Lord Jesus Christ comes that we might have life and have it to the full." Jesus says in Mark chapter 8, "He who saves his life will lose it. But he or she who loses his life for my sake and the gospel will find it." Trinity Baptist Church, choose life. Choose life. Tragically, Moses knew the people would disobey. So he encourages them with these words. Deuteronomy 30. So it shall be when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I've set before you, and you call them to mind in all nations where the Lord your God has banished you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and soul according to all that I command you today, you and your sons, then the Lord your God will restore you from captivity and have compassion on you and will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. If you're outcast or at the ends of the earth, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. The Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. Moreover, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, so that you may live. Moses pours his heart out to the people and says, if you turn away from the Lord, all these curses will come upon you. But if you will humble yourself and repent of your sin, the Lord, who is gracious and compassionate and slow to anger and abounding in love, will restore you and forgive you. And when I was a youth pastor, I used to talk that way to the kids. I used to look out at them and say, some of you will not transition to adult Christianity. Some of you in this room know what I am saying, and you will become adults, and you will make poor decisions, and you will live like the world. And I used to tell them over and over again, when you are out in the world suffering the consequences of your sin, and when you sin and sin and sin and sin and sin, always remember, if you humble yourself, the Lord will forgive you. My heart is fearful this morning. My heart is fearful because some of you I am afraid some of you will fall. And I want you to know God loves you. We love you. Repent. Return. We will welcome you back. God will restore you. We will restore you. And you can get on that path again. He closes with two verses, Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth against you today, that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. And then finally, Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Trinity Baptist Church, choose life.